Velva is the name of a new Brisbane-based startup company looking to innovate the way we pay for internet data. The company's flagship product, Velva Hotshot, allows subscribers to donate a portion of their monthly data usage for others to use and in turn get paid for what they offer up. The Wire's Samuel Bryan caught up with David Poxon, founder and CEO of Velvet, to find out more about this potential game-changing service.
We sell a device called a Velvet Hotshot. We order that online from our website and we deliver it to you. And when you receive it, you plug it into the wall and connect to your home Wi-Fi. And you tell the Velvet Hotshot how much data you would like to share per month. And it starts sharing your Wi-Fi. And it's literally passive. There's no need for you to be involved in the sharing process. And if people use your Wi-Fi through the Velvet Hotshot, then you get paid.
On the other end of the spectrum, who are the customers that are actually using the Wi-Fi that's being donated?
So the customers that are using the Wi-Fi are your neighbours, anyone that's in range of the Wi-Fi signal. So it could be the mum next door that just uses the internet to email her kid or look up photos online or look up recipes. And so she doesn't need an unlimited broadband account, or she doesn't need a 100 gigabyte internet account. She only needs 2 gigabytes a month. So why get more of a plan than she needs? And other customers might be people who are just looking to top up their mobile data. You know, the average Telstra top up is $10 a gigabyte. Through Velvet, you can get a gigabyte for only $5.
How did you come up with this idea?
I was in France at the start of last year, and I was working on my PhD, and I was just trying to find a decent internet connection so I could just do some work on my studies. And I couldn't find one. I could connect to like the local cafe Wi-Fi or the random Wi-Fi that I was using at the Airbnb place I was staying, and you know, it just was not a functional signal. And then I was kind of dreaming about the internet that I have at home. I have NBN internet here, and I was dreaming about that. And I was just thinking, how is this going to waste? Before I left overseas, I asked Telstra if I could suspend my account, and that, you know, they wouldn't let me. So my internet here was going to waste, and meanwhile, I couldn't get online where I was. And so I kind of was both my customers at the same time. I was someone who wanted to share their Wi-Fi and let other people take advantage of the great internet I have in my home, while I was also someone who wanted to actually use someone's great internet so I could actually get online and do the work that I wanted to do.
Are there any restrictions, whether it be legal or whatever, which may prevent Velvet from being widely used commercial reality?
Not that I know of. It's a great question. I've never had that question asked in that way before. There's certainly some interesting legal questions that we have, but we don't believe that there's anything from a legal viewpoint that actually stops this becoming a global Wi-Fi network that allows you to get online wherever you are in the world.
David Poxon, founder and CEO of Velvet, speaking to The Wire's Samuel Bryan.